Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I've told this before, but it'll bear repetition. When I first started working with Brother Hagin, I got caught a couple of times. And it helped me. It wasn't fun at the time, but it helped me. I know in one, we were in a camp meeting. This was early on. And he had called me up to do a song. And I hum-hawed around, and I finally got it. And afterwards, they were telling me, good job. That's a good job. And I said, well, you know, I'll eventually get it. And both of them, I mean both of them, Brother Hagin Sr. and Miss Aretha, his wife, they looked at me and they said, it better be sooner than later. And I'll be honest with you, I was a little offended. I didn't know him very well, and I thought, uh-huh. Well, I thought we did pretty good by getting it done. But see, by the Spirit, they had a quickening that I could do better. You know what I'm saying? And this lackadaisical stuff. Well, we'll get it eventually. Because I grew up in the deep south. And it's so hot and humid. Well, we'll get over there directly. Maybe. People do it in church. Y'all just pray for me. I'm going to try to sing this song. Well, you better sing it and you better give it your all now. It's the King of Kings you're serving. He knows what you can do and what you can't. Right? And so people have not been held to these standards, but you and I, when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, we're not going to be compared to anybody else except Jesus Christ Himself. We're going to be measured by Him. Somebody says, how in the world could you be? He gave it His all every day. He pleased the Father completely every day. So can we. If we will. Now here's the good news. Somebody said, oh my Lord, Brother Keith. It's all Bible. Check it out. Search it out. Here's the good news. We have failed. We have come short. But because of the blood, we can repent and stand up clean as though we never missed it. Oh, thank God. Thank God, cleansed from all unrighteousness. I know another time. I was, I've told you this before, but Patsy Bierman and myself used to do music at the prayer school and healing school every day. And Brother Hagin was teaching. And he looked over to us. He said, you know, come on, get ready. And so we sat there, and sometimes I'd sing, sometimes she'd sing, and she said, you got anything? I said, I don't know. Do you? She said, I don't know. You can do it. And I said, well, you can. Go ahead. She said, no, you go. And we sat there for another minute or two. And he looked over and saw we were still sitting there. And the place was packed, man. It was packed. And he bellowed. He said, if I'd have known it was going to take you that long, I wouldn't have called on you. I said, that's hard. No, see, the Lord knows your heart. And him being a man of God and a prophet, he picked that up in his spirit. He knew we were sloughing, we were slacking. We do this every day. We know what's going to come up at the end of the service. We know we're supposed to be ready, and we're sitting there floating. The church has been held to such low standards. Millions of people come and they sit on the pew and think they have rung the bell because they showed up. Right? And do, you know, everything from the grounds to the cleaning to the sound. I've been in places, huge churches, where the sound was pitiful. It was just incredibly bad. And you talk to the guys about it and they're like, Yeah, we've been having problems with that for 3 or 4 months. Huh? Well, we're just doing the best we can. No, you are not. No, you are not doing the best you can. And the Lord knows that. And anything less than our best is unacceptable. With me? With you? Right? You got to learn. If you want to live free from condemnation now, you got to learn. When you realize, I could do a little better. I got something here, but it could be better. I better dig a little more. Right? I can lay this out better. I can do a better job. I can reach down and hit it a little higher. I can get it stronger. I can give better than that. I can do better than that. I can control my feelings better than that. I can choose the right words. When you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, there's only one thing good enough every day. What is it? It's your absolute best. Ain't about serving people. And some people asked me years after that, Brother Hagin had called me, and I ran. Ran. And one minister asked me one time, he said, why do you run? Well, you know. But what did the Bible say? Be instant. Right? Instant. In season. Out of season. There may be times you don't know. But don't let it be for a lack of effort. Right? The Lord's dealing with me real strong about this whole church. We've talked about it. We've touched on it. But man, the word has been going through my spirit. I mean, it's like a brand in my heart. Excellence. Excellence. It's all through the Bible. The Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of Excellence. Excellence. We've touched on it. I know a lot of you have it in your heart too. A lot of you have exemplified it by your work. I know you're doing the best that you know how to do. But how many believe our best is going to get a lot better? God's bringing us up, right? Light's coming. More light to walk in. If we walk in the light that we have, more light will come. If you don't walk in the light that you have, you don't do all you know to do, darkness comes. Condemnation comes. Are you there in 1 John? 1 John. Oh, hallelujah. How many believe the Lord deserves our very, very best? I mean, everything we do. Our best prayer. Our best message. Our best cleaning. Best sound. Best parking. Best children's. Right? The best we can do. And when we do that today, we say, well, that's the best today, but we can do better tomorrow. Right? We can get it better next week. No amount. Nothing too nice for the things of God. No equipment too nice. Nothing too expensive. We want the best of the best. Right? That when people see the Lord's things, they know, surely that must be the Lord's. Look at that. Look at how they present that. Look at how they conduct themselves. They must be the Lord's. They represent Him. They're His ambassadors. They're His representatives. Everybody say excellence. You do understand we have just begun. We have just begun. And already how the Lord's blessed us. We see splatterings of it, don't we? A little bit here and there. Oh, but you just watch. Lord Terry, His coming, you watch. We're coming up. We're coming up. We're coming up. We're liable to gold plate every doorknob. We're liable to have giant rubies on top of the faucets in the bathroom. I mean, if these gambling casinos can have stuff, why couldn't a church have nice stuff? Right? Is anybody doing anything more important than what we're doing in other churches and ministries of God? No, 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 no. That's why we got to be rich. Rich. Right? Rich in faith. Rich in knowledge and understanding. Rich in light. Rich in stuff. 1 John, are you there? I think I'm closing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John 3. How do you live free from condemnation? How do you live free from guilty conscience? How do you live free from being embarrassed and ashamed, feeling inferior? You must receive the free gift of righteousness. Right? What else must you do? You must walk in the light that you have. Walk in all the light you have and give God all the glory for every good thing. And then you must not judge others, right? Lest you be condemned. Notice this. This says it so plainly. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed, action. Everybody say, that's us. Say it out loud. That's Faith Life Church. That's us. We don't just love and talk. We do love. Right? That was a little weak. In fact, that was a lot weak. Huh? This is us, brothers, sisters. This is us. This is our claim to fame, right? What? We do love. We don't just talk it. We do it. Right? Action. And he said, hereby we know that we're of the truth and shall assure, shall what? Assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. So it's foolish to try to hide it. It's foolish to delay getting it right. He already knows it. He already knows if you're not walking in the light that you have, he already knows it. So don't run from him. Don't stay another day miserable. Don't put it off. Go to him right now. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I confess it. I know better than this. I can do better than this. And I am and I will. What did he say he would do? He is faithful and just to forgive you from that and cleanse you from every vestige or remnant of unrighteousness. So now you stand back up just as clean as though you never came short. Just as clean as though you never failed at all. Thanks be unto God. He said, verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Does that sound like ruling and reigning? Man, you got confidence. Everything you ask comes to pass. You're ruling. You're reigning. Glory to God. But it's only going to happen if your heart does not condemn you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Free from Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001F. That's R-1001F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.